It's been about 6 months since I started the Bells and Whistles Theater, which is kind of the creative home of this podcast now. It's where I release all the upcoming episodes, extra scenes, and standalone short stories. I'm working on my second short story now. And if you're curious about how things are going with the podcast, if I will keep podcasting, and if I am able to survive as a creator, I have just published a free episode of my In the Wings Behind the Scenes podcast, where I discuss how I feel about the Bells and Whistles Theater in the Lesbian Romantic Podcast and its future right now. So if that interests you, go to patreon.com/lesbianromantic and sign up for free, and you'll have access to that episode of my Behind the Scenes podcast. All right, let's get to this episode. I want to thank everyone who has contributed to the creation of this podcast with words of encouragement, with financial support, either a one-time gift or a monthly payment through Patreon. Thank you so much. This episode is available on the free feed for everyone because of you. Thank you. Welcome to the Lesbian Romantic Podcast. This is Connection Revealed, Part 39. September 24th, 2063. Fire Blue Territory, North American Province. 4:45 a.m. local time. Stop. Louise said angrily. No, keep going, Jade Turner said, staring at Michelle intensely. Louise struggled to focus and form clear thoughts because of her anger and frustration. She thought Michelle's distress had to be fake. Her ex must have gotten even better at acting distraught. There was no way she actually cared about this woman, right? Explain to me why you lied to me over and over to help Louise, who is dead, the scientist continued, sounding very much like a hurt lover. She turned to Louise and added sarcastically, but not really. Michelle's eyes glanced back and forth between Louise and Jade. I swear I had to lie to you, Michelle started again. Louise wanted everyone to think she was dead. Louise huffed now. Michelle was speaking the truth, but in the most misleading way. The only reason Louise had ended up here in rebel territory, falling in love with Al and then wanting to disappear from the world's radar, was because of Michelle's treason. Michelle had always been ruthless and unforgiving. From the day Louise had met her, she had known that there was no one Michelle hated more than the rebels. Louise and Michelle had bonded over that hate. Or maybe Louise had learned to hate from Michelle. Either way, Michelle had always taken things several steps further. And so it was profoundly confusing to see none of that righteousness and venom in Michelle's expression now. Instead, Michelle was entirely focused on the scientists she had brought with her. Louise now wondered what the two of them were doing here in the first place. Why had they traveled this deep into the desert together? And why just the two of them? None of this made any sense at face value, unless... Louise struggled to even consider that they were an actual couple. They sure were acting like a tormented couple. Turner was visibly feeling hurt. But that didn't mean this relationship was real. Michelle could be using Jay Turner, just like she had used Louise. Right? Why? Jay Turner asked, and it took Louise a moment to realize that the question was directed at her instead of Michelle. Louise shook her head slowly, amazed at Jade's willingness to believe anything Michelle said. Then again, she had been that person once, had she not? She felt a pang of jealousy, and it surprised her. She had been replaced. How to answer this question, then? She could use this as an opportunity to share what she knew about Michelle. If she told the truth, it would shatter Turner's illusions and make her abandon Michelle. Louise was in a position to finally have some revenge on her ex-lover. But something stopped her from speaking up. Something deep inside her told her that if she spoke now, she would regret it later. Not because she wouldn't be telling the truth. No, it was the intention she would share with. The anger and hurt Louise felt were ready to boil over. She knew that if she spoke now, she would use the most destructive words she could find. She would do everything to destroy Michelle and Jade. Ask her, Louise croaked, nodding in Michelle's direction. She wasn't going to stoop to Michelle's level, but she also wasn't going to make it easier for her. I did something really bad, Michelle said after a moment, clearing her throat. A few years back, I mean. Louise found out about it, and, we made a deal. Jade turned back to Michelle, listening intently now. What did you do? Michelle glanced in Louise's direction, then back at Jade. She took a deep breath before continuing. Remember when the global network went down after the attack, just before the last elections? Of course, Jade said. I was stuck in a pod out in the desert for over 24 hours, and I got lucky. Michelle flinched. Yes. Well, Louise saw that Michelle hesitated, her eyes cast down. For some reason, Louise couldn't stand it. She couldn't stand that Michelle cared enough about this Jade Turner to finally feel some sort of shame and regret about her actions. Why had Michelle never cared about Louise in that way? She was behind it, Louise spat out. She orchestrated it all so she could blame the Fire Blue Rebels. Michelle's eyes flicked to Louise, and Louise finally saw the anger she had expected. Louise pushed on now, feeling encouraged, despite her earlier intentions to refrain from speaking this way. Then she sent me here, assuming I'd cover for her and put the blame on the rebels. You even expected me to fabricate evidence. You wanted me to be your puppet. You thought you still had control over me. Louise was breathing hard now, her emotions making her heart drum in her ears. Did you really think so little of me? Did you really think I'd throw myself back at you whenever you gave even the slightest sliver of hope for me to hold on to? Michelle slowly pushed herself up. Louise. Louise looked away, angrily wiping tears from her cheeks. I did, Michelle said softly, kneeling by Louise. She reached out for her knee, but then stopped herself. And I am sorry, Louise. I am so sorry for everything I did to you. I am so sorry for the way I spoke to you, thought about you. I was so wrong. I see that now. Louise clenched her teeth, trying not to break down entirely. The ache in her chest and throat was so sharp and intense, it felt like a blade that could rip her apart in a way that would never allow her to put herself back together. You were always such a wonderful person, Louise, Michelle continued. It hurts me to think of you back then. The strength that you had. It was already visible back then. And I couldn't stand it. I just had to break it. Why? Louise asked through her tears, meeting Michelle's blue eyes, which were now also glistening. Michelle shrugged shakily. I honestly don't know. Was that kind of strength dangerous? I guess I thought I was doing the right thing. Louise frowned deeply. Hurriedly, Michelle added, I don't think that anymore.
It's hard to believe you,
Louise almost growled. Michelle sighed deeply.
I know. I'm not even sure that I believe myself. I'm not even sure if I have really changed. It's all very...
Tears rolled down her cheeks and she stopped speaking. Strangely and suddenly, Louise got it. She understood what Michelle was saying. She too had changed quite suddenly here, and then had wondered if the change was real. But she still struggled to believe that Michelle was capable of this kind of change.
Your actions,
she croaked. Michelle wiped her cheeks.
What?
You'll know if you act differently, Louise said. That's how you'll know if it's real. Michelle swallowed visibly and nodded slowly. Louise took a deep, shaky breath.
You shouldn't have come here.
She leaned back in her chair to increase the distance between her and Michelle.
Why did you come here?
I don't even remember,
Michelle said quietly.
I never intended to end up here with you, I think.
Did you want to hurt me?
Louise asked, her voice hoarse.
Yeah,
Michelle admitted after a long silence. You,
Aunt Lucas. I wanted revenge.
Louise pursed her lips, running a hand through her hair.
Come with me, she said, just a fraction of a second after making up her mind.
September 24th, 2063. Fire Blue Territory, North American Province. 5:55 a.m. local time.
Elle stared out of the bedroom window, surrounded by darkness as the first whispers of birdsong filled the air. Light would soon replace this darkness, but not for Elle. She knew that she would spend the day at the bottom of a deep well, having lost everything the day before. Louise had left a few hours ago. She hadn't needed to tell Elle where she was going. Elle knew that she had gone to see Michelle. It had been a shocking turn of events after Louise had initially run away from the confrontation with Michelle. In a way, Elle's biggest nightmare had now come true. Louise had left her behind, alone and distraught, to go be with Michelle. And Elle had no idea if she would ever return. Had she been right to fear that Louise still loved Michelle? Still, it seemed unlikely that Louise would ever return to global territory. She would be locked up as soon as she crossed the border. Unless Michelle found a way to bring her to safety. That is, if Michelle was even interested in doing so, of course. Elle had always feared Louise still felt for Michelle. It was clear to her that Michelle had been incapable of loving Louise from the start. And yet, Becker had been visibly emotional when she'd seen Louise. And she had left her new lover behind to see Louise, had she not? Tears prickled in Elle's eyes. She had cried so much that the skin around her eyes hurt. She didn't need to look in the mirror to know that she had aged a year or more overnight. Now that morning had arrived, Elle would have to straighten her back and face the consequences of her actions. She could no longer avoid the fallout from bringing Becker further into rebel territory. She was surprised no one had knocked on her door yet. She'd been expecting a knock all night, to be honest. But that knock hadn't come, and this worried her. Or maybe worry wasn't the right word. It confirmed her suspicions that something big was coming. It was just a matter of time. She could feel it coming. She knew the people around her were smart and brave enough to hold her accountable. But she had made a decision. It was the most significant decision of her life. It would profoundly impact her future and that of her fellow rebels. She felt like she'd had no choice, but the decision had been difficult to make nevertheless. There was no reason now to delay what she had to do. It would only make everything more challenging. Elle took a deep, painful breath and nodded to herself. She would do this with her head held high. She had already embarrassed herself enough as it was. She walked to the door, already fully dressed, and headed for her office. As she descended the stairs, Elle felt the echoes of Louise's absence. Each step took her further away from the woman she had lost, and deeper into a future she would have to face without her. This was part 39 of Connection Revealed. If you too want to help me keep going with this podcast, you can. You can send a one-time gift through the website, or you can sign up on patreon.com/lesbianromantic and become a member of the Bells and Whistles Theater, which is a bigger commitment. Which is a big commitment, but it makes such a huge difference, and I do try to make it a very special, unique experience. So if you're interested in having access to all the stories and having all the episodes with all the bells and whistles, you know, all the sound effects and music and early access to the latest episodes and to exclusive stories, please go to patreon.com/lesbianromantic and join us at the Bells and Whistles Theater. All right, thank you so much for listening to this story on the free feed of the Lesbian Romantic podcast. I am so happy that I am able to bring this story to you with the help of people around the world. And I'm so happy that you spend this time with me. That means a lot, and it's very precious to me. Thank you, and I hope to see you again in the next episode that should be published in 2 weeks. So see you then.